John Wanover, in continuation of the visit with Jordan and Peggy Wilde, this Sunday, the 14th of April, 74. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with George and Peggy Wilde, this Easter Sunday, the 14th of April, 74. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with George and Peggy Wilde, this Easter Sunday, the 14th of April, 74. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with George and Peggy Wilde, this Easter Sunday, the 14th of April, 74.
I think on these, I've noticed some of these air conditioners, these little window models, just chugging away in the window and you don't get much results. And I think, I don't know now, but I think you got a machine, an instrument that is a little bit small. The job it has.
Yeah.
I believe I had rather get one that's a little too big for the job. Now you see this one in here, that's a bully. That's a pretty good size one. And you don't have to turn it all along, you can feel it clear back here. You don't have to wait for an hour or half an hour. And then this little old fan here, that's that Japanese fan. It runs, you can't hear it. It's got a slow gear to it. And then you can take the whole thing apart and put the blades in the
water.
Dishwater. Dishwater, wash it in the dishpan.
Yes, all right.
The same. And, you know, these. Now that's an amazing thing. See, I don't know why the Japanese had to do that. Why the American manufacturers couldn't do something like that?
Well, they'd rather make it so you'd have to throw it away if anything happened to it. Tell you, it's better to buy a new one than have it fixed.
Well, there's some. I don't know about all that stuff. This is plastic or some such. Stuff and if you just leave it out, see, I got it covered up over there. I got one back of it there. I keep it sort of covered up.
Oh, yeah.
And it don't collect dust and that grime on it so fast. But now, we used to have that old General Electric thing that sat on the floor, and that'd go the whole season. We never would clean it. Never did need cleaning. And I don't understand the difference. It's metal. It wasn't high speed. It would go high speed, but also go low speed. A man ought to know a few things like that.
Yeah, I'd like to try that air conditioner. But what light company are you with out here?
Florida Power.
Yeah. My goddamn bill last month for that little shack ran me $33.36.
Yeah.
The TV can't take use up that much.
It's a little TV, ain't it?
Yeah.
The bigger the TV, the more it uses.
Yeah.
You better not get a big one.
Hell no.
You cook with electricity?
No. You got gas for that. Even that doubled in price lately.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, you can't win.
Amen. That's why I figured I'd better get a few days a week here and there to keep going. Peggy wants me to put that air conditioning in, but Jesus, if I do, I don't think we'd be able to pay for it.
Yeah.
That'll eat up a lot of juice.
Yeah.
220.
Yeah,
and that house ain't sealed up right for an air conditioner anyhow. Tries to cracks all over. So
yeah.
It'd be running, doing no good.
You'd have to go around and seal it.
Yeah, seal everything up.
Yeah. Well, now you see, this room in here, I keep that closed, but this one is open.
Yeah.
I got documents and stuff in there that got on the mildew and all. And I want to get them out of the house. This old, you see, this is just lighter. Fine, that's all it is. If it once gets fired, there'll be no stopping it. Just explode. I want to get stuff out of here if I can. And I was thinking about putting a lot of stuff out there in that trailer, and then I got thinking about the way it's wired. And that got to worrying me. So I don't know what to do. George Freeman. I knew George Freeman back in the early 60s. And when I first knew him, he was a pretty good egg, but pretty soon he started changing. And
I haven't seen him for quite a while.
I never see him anymore. He seemed to be getting in with the big shots over there and taking orders from them, and I just sort of let him drop. But there for a while, he was a pretty good egg.
Yeah, well, I knew he was a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
He's always pulling some kind of joke or something.
He was?
Yeah. I don't know how he is now.
Yeah. Well, now, that one you told me about, what was that?
Oh, Shula, Captain Shula there. And Gene Watson, the investigator, they caught him stealing flowers out of Monroe's truck and handcuffed him to the truck and took pictures of him.
Now that was Shula's idea.
Yeah. They just got a kick out of it. And then the old judge was so worried about them pictures and being handcuffed. God damn, he says, I've never seen anything like that. What's the matter with him? And he blamed Monroe. He says, you put him up to it. Monroe says, I didn't have a damn thing to do. What was you doing stealing the flowers? George never had to steal the flowers. All he had to do was ask, and Monroe would give him anything he wanted.
But
they was riding his ass for that for quite a while.
But now, he pulled the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
he'd cook up them things too.
Yeah, he was always pulling some kind of a joke, but that one backfired on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old Gene Watson and Shula sure got a kick out of that.
And he won't live that down, will he?
A fugitive. Oh, man.
Old George Freeman. I see, I never knew he did anything like that. The thing I knew about him was he's a pretty nice fella,
yeah.
And you go around there and talk to him, he'd tell you, you know, give you information. But like I told you, I think he teaches a Sunday school class now.
He does. Nutty now.
Yeah.
Remind me sometime I'd look up some sharp pieces of 2x4 for that table. Might be able to fix it back up again.
Yeah, it's if I don't get to it, it's going to get too far gone.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, George, I've had it on the list, but then I get a lot of other things on the list.
Yeah.
See, I've been putting in it right about time chopping them damn vines.
Mm.
They sort of get on the mind, and I get to thinking about them. Well, I take Max over there and chop them until it gets dull, and then I come back over here and... start out again. I thought to start with, I'd take me a good day. I'd go around, chop those vines down. By hell, if I stayed with it, it'd take me a solid week just doing nothing else. That's how much I underestimated it.
Some woman in Leeds gave me some of them potato vine things, you know, them little, I don't know, they call medium potatoes or something. She gave me them to plant around the house, and I threw them in my backwoods, and now it's got the whole backwoods taken over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man, that, I'm sure glad I didn't plant them around my house. They'd have lifted the shingles and all off the roof. Jesus. I just kept thinking. They look pretty at her place.
Yeah. She keeps
that
them in
bag,
a
bag. Yeah, sort of. That bag full I just took them and threw them in the goddamn woods, and inside of a few years that whole woods is covered with potato vines.
Well, you just took the bag back then and scattered them.
Threw the sack out, emptied it out. I just shit on go flat then.
And they done the rest.
Yeah, they've taken over the whole woods.
You didn't expect that.
I thought they'd just die there. That whole woods is all potato vines, eating up in the pine tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now was that somebody in your nursery?
No, it was some friend of mine lived in Leesburg. He drove me out one time. His mother thought she was being nice, and he gave me this sack of potato vines to plant. They look pretty around the house.
Now, they're not real potatoes.
No.
They're ornamental potatoes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I knew what was going to happen. I've never even dumped them out. Well, they look pretty, but Jesus. Sure took over the place.
No, that woman, the woman you worked for there in the Siegel building, what's her name?
Erba. Elizabeth Erba.
Yeah. How long were you with her?
I was with her about 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a sport. She used to tell me, George, you're getting pretty old, and there's a bed in there for you to let you take a nap in whenever you want, and I'll keep my eye open for the boss.
Yeah,
I
she,
I didn't do it often, but I'd, sometimes at dinner time I'd lay down there and she wouldn't wake me up. I'd sleep till 1:30 and I'd come bouncing out of that shack because I always expected somebody to show up. Tell me, they can't get in here or get by me without me seeing them. Then when somebody would come, somebody come in and wake me up, and I'd go out the annex door and come around the other front door and come back in again. Yeah, he had a system.
But they don't make them like that now, do they?
It took a good lightning to me for some reason. She's always after me sometime to go down and meet this Richard Boone down in St. Augustine. She goes down there off and on, like visits with them. I told her I don't think I'd want to meet that character because I'm liable to call him a liar. He says he's 58 years old. I can remember him 40 years back. When he was playing in them gangster pitches in New York.
That makes my voice couldn't hear you. You remember him?
About 40 years ago when he was playing in them gangster pitches. The same Richard Boone. That man's all of my age, if not a little more.
But she wanted to take you down there.
Yeah. Yeah, she come back with a lot of his wife's clothes and gave him the Peggy. It's a damn nice clothes.
Yeah.
He's married to this other one we call little Robbie there. Robbie McAloon. He married her, Robbie's sister. Old Robbie says, oh, you'd like him, George. I said, I don't know. I don't want to meet him. They say he drinks like a fish.
Yeah.
Ew. He's a hell of a lot older than 58.
And then you have parties over there.
Yeah. Man, we had a lot of parties in that Siegel building.
Yeah.
Every Christmas, New Year's. We used to hold them a little before Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe a few days before New Year's, we'd have a ball, because usually everybody would be taken off for the holidays. We'd hold them a week before or something.
Yeah.
Whew. The day she got the whole building down there and had a big ball, I thought we were all going to get fired. And everybody in the building agreed, all them coordinators and all. Oh, that's when they was taking the moving pictures. And there was one little old lady worked up on that 10th floor doing something. I don't know what the hell she did do, but you'd never think she'd drink. At that party, that woman was in that vodka and orange juice all night long. I told Peggy, that woman sure puzzled me. Man, she was sipping it away. She must be an alcoholic undercover. Didn't even stagger. Told Peggy, I said, man, that woman sure got me. So you see, some people you think you never realize what they really are.
Yeah.
Every time you looked at her, she was digging in that vodka.
Vodka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's enough to knock you flat in your keister.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was hitting it all night. Phew.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't know somebody like that. I've not known anybody like that. Now, she was a good egg.
Yeah, she sure was. Now, now when she comes to visit us, she brings this case. It looks like a typewriter case.
Yeah.
She'll open it up and she's got whiskey in there of all kinds and little glasses and juices,
yeah.
Mix of drinks.
Come out your house.
Yeah. One day we was over the oyster bar. She come in and got us outside and set in that. She bought one of them Charlie Chip trucks. And they made her take the name off of it. And she just left Charlie on it. We called her Wagon Charlie. We set in there. She has set up a little bar in there. We drink it. What a character. I don't know how the hell she can drink so much and still keep going.
Huh?
Yeah.
She dresses well.
Oh, she dresses. Every time you see her, she's got a different dress on.
George, she must get along pretty well with the big shots, the hit
yeah.
men, or else she couldn't get away with that.
Yeah, well, she's always fighting with all the big shots, too. I get a kick out of her. She'll tell anybody off.
You seen her do it?
Yeah. They want to put somebody over, some young guy in the parks department, some lieutenant something. She says, I am not going to take orders from Lieutenant so-and-so. She says, I've been in this business long enough and he don't know what he's talking about, so he's not going to give me orders.
Yeah.
Phone ringer.
I take the tree cut next business first. Yeah, I sure would love to hear a little about that. Well, maybe we can. Well, Grandpa can talk too. Take, make it on leave, huh? Well, that's nice. Righto. Righto. That's one of the neighbors. I wish to talk to him about it. We're just celebrating today. You know, this is most times, you see, I do a little something and then I have to come back here and get a hold of something. And I
you have the lines you say?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Now I tell you, have you used them?
No, but I'm going to.
It works.
After I
sit down there, have a seat.
Can you learn how to make them?
I'm going to learn how to make them.
I would. Yeah. I sure would.
What is it?
It's like
You never get.
Never. Taking a bath?
No, I've seen you.
Kind of rough.
No, George, you'd never guess what that's for.
You want some more, George?
No, thanks.
Drinking orange juice. This is going to make a man out of
it. I got that out for him. He was drinking water. He was thirsty. And I thought, well, maybe that.
He shoved the vodka bottle back so you wouldn't see it.
Well, I think that's cute.
Yeah.
Looks
just fine.
Now, what is that for? I'm inquisitive now.
What? Don't you know?
Yeah, she put a face on that, didn't she?
Looks like it, didn't
it? It's supposed to clean the, no
dishes.
Wise cloth, wise tubs.
Have to clean your bathtub, George. It'll really clean it.
Pans, pots. Your bicycle, it'll really clean your bicycle.
Now, what it's made of, I have no idea.
Take a note.
What is it? Do you have a name?
Nylon.
Nylon.
And you get it wet, George, and it'll come right back just like that.
Yeah.
Mother calls them puffs.
Puffs. That's what I said, puffs, when she brought it in.
Now I'm going to get this to my girlfriend and tell her that she knows how to make these, and then if she doesn't, I'll explain it.
That's our Easter candies.
Now I'll take one.
That's right. Mother made this to make you.
Now I won't. I want to learn how to make those.
Oh, man. If you learn all you want to learn, everybody you see is made something. You want to learn how to make it, but you ain't even started yet.
I'm going to start on this.
Yeah, you mean the candy?
No.
Oh, that, yes.
That is nice to do with your hands. Mm-hmm. You can do that when you're propped up in bed on your chair anyway.
Hey, you read?
Mm-hmm.
What do you read?
Anything I can.
And they get all up?
Horror stories, anything like that, she loves.
You like it? You like a good horror story?
Man, when there's a horror story on,
yeah.
If he wants to drink, he goes out and drinks by himself. I'm going to see that horror story.
Vampires, anything like that. Peggy will sit there and watch it all night.
Well, now, what is that?
Mm-mm.
That hoot owl?
It comes on Friday night, isn't it?
Yep, Friday night.
Till dawn the next morning. And she just sit there groggy-eyed watching that.
Is that right?
I dare say I'll never sleep.
So if you had a hoot owl session every night, you'd be all right.
Well, she might as well have, because she leaves that TV going till 3 in the morning.
I do. I can't sleep at night. I'm too busy in the daytime to sleep.
You got too many people coming and going in there.
You ought to have a constant open house. And Peggy says she feeds them.
Yeah. She
you do if they feeding come
them why anything
garden,
she got
won't be there.
Left why she'd take it over to the old lady across the street.
He says he says it's not an accident that you
over make stuff. Man, she make a big heap of everything when she cooks, and then after supper she's going across the street with it.
Well, that always did me good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Well, she'll be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, she says when her dog has puppies, I could have one. So you better get a dog house.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
You mean I'll get out in the doghouse?
No. That one, honey, you see that door and that one? About like our bathroom.
Yeah. You want one that size? I'll sit down and figure that one out.
Well, I don't
you buy all the timber.
I'll buy all the timber.
Okay.
They don't give it away anymore.
I know.
Mm. Yep, $1 a foot for some.
Well, now he's not gonna have a better house than we have.
Well, the way you're talking, there's something like the bathroom. Of course, that ain't much of a bathroom.
How did you get to weigh 140 pounds?
Well, George gave me some one a day pills, and every evening when he came home, there's a milk in my ice box, plenty of eggs, and I had plenty of vanilla.
Make shakes.
He'd make me a shake. Didn't I show you when I weighed 140?
Nope.
Well, I showed somebody.
That's one thing I miss the university for. I don't get any more free paper towels.
Oh, really?
I do.
Yeah, I used to always bring a bundle of them home with me.
Well, we still have four or five
bundles.
No, yeah, bottles. Lord, right. They're under the bed, they're in the bathroom, they're in the kitchen.
So you just had the right sort of food, and you just put on the weight.
I didn't go juking either.
Isn't that George?
I think we both got to stop that juking.
Why, George? What would you do if you didn't go juking?
Yeah.
Save some money.
I don't want to save too much of that, because it causes trouble when you get too much on hand. Somebody's always fighting and wanting
something.
Young
kid. He works every day. Well, he and his wife has quit. They've been quit about a year. And you know that kid always goes over to his house, his wife's house, and gives his money to her, and then comes to George and says, George, may I borrow $5? I gave him hell too last night.
I don't blame
you. I said, do you realize George isn't working?
I'm working more now than I ever did.
Yeah, you
No. I'm working harder now when I do work than I did on the job.
And well, getting things done, too.
Yeah. I'm getting paid pretty good for it. I ain't got no kicks.
And you got a good boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lets his boss lay down.
As long as he lasts.
Yeah. If he's in business for another year, I have my doubts. Because you can't keep hitting that stuff and keep going. me, it don't matter much to me, but if he's going to be any kind of a boss, he better wake up.
Yeah, and got to shell out the money all the
time. Yeah.
And putting two boys on cleaning out the, sweeping out the house, or taking all day, that don't look like
it. Yeah, he told me that yesterday. I got a kick out of it. I had two kids here that taken them all day to do what you done today. And I done them about four hours. We didn't get out on the job until after 9 o'clock. I got all through at 1:30.
I wish you'd bought those pictures. Of course, you can see them anytime, but they are nice.
Yeah, I thought you was going to remember that.
I don't know. Well, you see, we had this entertainment over there. Dave was there. And it wasn't just a matter of sitting down there and having
master,
one beer.
He was a master of ceremonies.
He was the one that's drinking. George is too sick, and I don't drink anymore. I drink Coca-Cola. And believe me, buddy, if you get in a jug like that and drinking Coca-Colas and your husband drinking beer, just guggling up, and six carloads of law comes in, oh my gosh, and you're nervous anyway.
They don't worry me a bit.
Oh, I want to see those pictures.
There she goes, pitching up.
Yeah. Trying to light it.
Have to take off these glasses.
She got to take off her glasses to see the pictures. I wonder what good them glasses are.
They are horse pictures, George.
Mm-hmm. Horse pictures.
First time.
That's children on horses.
Cattle. That was. Were they? Yeah. We made some hay the first time we made any hay. We didn't have. This is part of the way the water looks when we had that down yonder. That's the pond.
Oh, you had some ducks.
Yeah, we had some ducks. These are all right down. This is the first little horse.
Oh, that's good.
This is one of my horses. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my favorite horses.
We're sort of down pretty low on horses. Now we just got two, and one of them is kind of high strung. She's got plenty of sense, but she's high strung. And the other one is lazy.
She don't want to move like a mule.
You don't get much cooperation out of
her. Must have spoiled them.
Ain't he just born that way? I think both of them are born that way. Now, a good rider can handle them, you see.
Yeah.
But we don't get many good riders around here. We've had horses that would, suit about anybody. The children can ride them, my grown ups can ride them. Easy to handle. But something happens to them. And I didn't think I thought we'd sort of let the horse business go. But let all the cows go. And we need to have something, you see. And most of the children, you see, rather have horses than anything else. Because they can sit on them and ride them, you see. And a cow, they don't have much interest in a cow. They can't ride a cow. Can't run a cow. I say I won't let them run them. They'd love to take a motor scooter out there and get them going. You see, get them holler at them like they do on the television. It's not very good for the cow. Oh, if you had some wild cows, some woods cows, I suppose. They could take care of themselves, but when you got cows kind of like I had, that was heavy.
Yeah.
And see, if they are moving and stepping the horse and break a leg.
Yeah.
So you gotta let them walk.
Mm.
Sometimes they start out and they get some cow gets her tail up there and starts running, and all of them will take out after you. See, well, you just kind of hold your breath, hoping nothing will happen. Well, nothing generally happens when they pick up on their own like that. But But if you're running them, you know, that's a little bit different. And you take these youngsters, 10, 12 years old, they just love to get them going. You've got to kind of watch them.
Have a stampede on your hands.
I got so I could keep them pretty heavy winter and summer. They were really heavy. And I remember one of my neighbors has woods cows come by here, and she says, "Mr. Miles," she says, "them cows can't calve." They never had any trouble calving, you know. Yeah, how fat they are. They still seem to calve just as well. But she, I don't think they ever had a fat cow. I don't think the cows they have would, I don't think you can fatten them. You know, some of those cows that got milk in them, they say, like that Jersey or something. You see, you can't hide them bones. They just go stick out. Seems like you're supposed to. Well, this beef variety, see, they are perfect, poor herbs. And if you keep them in good shape, you don't see any bones. They just stick all the way, front to back. And milk, you see, they'd be big in the middle, and then they got a sharp end.
Yeah.
And that's a bad sign when it comes to cows.
Well, I see y'all are rich on TVs too.
That's proof that there was water down there in the backpack enough to fish in, and it was stocked with bass and
shell crackers.
Yeah, shell crackers, bass and three things.
Specs.
Three thousand.
I mean, it has to be catfish.
there has to be some catfish back there.
I love catfish.
I do too.
I like catfish chow.
I do too.
I was disappointed where there wasn't no water back there. You couldn't hardly see the water. You ought to be able to see the water, you see.
Yeah.
Those pools are low, Faye.
Oh, I know it. It makes you sick.
Oh, yes.
It really does.
Well, who made those, Faye?
Oh, they were from the store. They're hand-done, but they were from the store.
Beautiful. I know you made that.
No, that's from the store, too. That's hand, you know, it was made, but I bought it.
Aren't those feathers?
No. That's, cellophane, I think, or plastic or something.
Mm.
Well, it's about time to go to the back pasture again, guys. See the cow? George likes
cows.
I'm enjoying myself. I may not see it look like I am. But you see, right now I don't have to get up and mend anything. Picnic table or anything.
Yeah, we'll look at that and maybe we can get a gather up enough two bys to fix it.
Would you, George? Would you look at it and encourage him to fix it?
Yeah.
Well, would you look at our bathroom and encourage George to fix it?
I've been fixing it for years.
Well, that's the thing.
Okay. His sister and his brother and his nephew gave us the most beautiful
medicine chest, and I ain't hung it up yet.
And he hasn't hung it up yet, and I've got medicine glory to put in.
And how many years has it been?
Just a couple. Well, I didn't know I was going back to work off and on.
Hey, just sort of gets in the way of doing things.
Yeah. We've got everything, but...
I got everything laying on the floor. I had to put it up in that... I cut a hole in the ceiling. They had to put the stuff up there, and I put it up yet.
Man, when I get on my Irish temper,
yeah,
I'll say, well, by gosh, I'll put it up. No, you don't. I'll do it.
Yeah. Put it in paint and lay it on the floor.
And when I want to paint the house,
yeah,
I'll always have to paint the living room, my room.
Uh-huh.
Just one half of it.
Uh-huh.
Georgia.
Don't get any ideas. I don't feel like painting lately. It's going to be too hot. So.
Well, it's either too hot or too cold.
Yeah. Oh, but that's right, George. You've got to have it just right.
Just right. Not above 70, 72 degrees.
I thought
degrees.
It was on my
side. I might do a
little. Well, that's right. And if you get down below that much, the paint won't spread.
Too cold.
Thank you.
If it gets extra hot, the paint runs fast.
Well, I don't think it was extra hot when I started on this
job. Let me tell you, I'm not a painter, but when I painted this house, I gave it two coats, and I used that plastic paint. What do you call it?
Then
we got paint.
What do you call it? Vinyl or something.
Inside and outside.
And in water paint.
If you'll ever paint.
And it goes on so much easier than the oil paint.
Yeah.
And the only thing about it is it'll choke your brush.
Well, you gotta keep washing it out occasionally.
Yes.
Drying it out.
Yes. That's the only thing you gotta watch. But that's a whole lot simpler than keeping your brush you've got
paint.
Oil paint.
Yeah.
Goes on easier. You can paint in the rain. And I was afraid, you see, it wouldn't stay on. It stays on by an oil paint.
Uh-huh.
On this wood that I painted here.
Uh-huh. There's supposed to be no yellowing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And on top of that, now you see, I'm talking as if I wrote the book. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know anything about paint, but that's just my one experience.
Uh-huh.
And you take this siding where it's. Got that hard where the pine is sort of hard.
Yeah.
It'll stay on, and the oil paint won't go in it.
Mm.
You see that paint was not supposed to go on.
So it breaks through.
Yeah. It stays right on it.
Mm.
Yes. Sir. And but it costs just as much as oil. You can stop, you see, and it won't smear.
Yeah.
Those you don't see
streaks.
Your brush strokes.
Okay. Ooh, I think I'll give the house a coat this year sometime.
Yeah. Well, you know the way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just get your paint and get your brush and set it over there and get your ladder and get it all there. And then some morning, you see, you go out there. And you're just thinking about something else, and you figure, well, I'll just see how this stuff works. If you go out there with the ambition of just painting the whole thing, you see, it'll floor you every time. You got to take it a little bit of time.
Slow and easy.
And the first thing you know, you get into it, and away you go. Now, that's what happens to me. Yeah. George, I think every now and then, I never had any such experience as that, like you were talking about over in Korea.
Mm.
Now, your run on that was from Pusan, that was in Korea.
Yeah.
Over to that place in Japan.
We used to go to Sasebo.
Sasebo.
Yeah, pick up the supplies that other ships brought in, load them on, take them up to Yosu and Puzon, one place.
Now, Yosu is up the river from Puzon?
Yeah.
And one time you stayed up there 45 days?
45 days in the port of Yosu.
You never had it quite so good, did you?
Oh, I loved it. A lot of them guys was cracking up from being there so long, but I enjoyed the whole thing.
And you didn't have to stay on the ship all the time.
No, I just get the crew working what they're supposed to work and take the hell off.
Is that right?
Yeah. Work a few hours a day and then scram.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you had plenty. You had places you could go.
Yep. Every third night you'd have to stand or watch on board ship.
Yeah.
Phew.
And you didn't have to go to the first bar you come to. There you had friends.
Yeah.
I just can't picture that. I just can't picture how it would be. You would go Van Eden anytime you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he ate so much rice, I didn't. I thought that's all the food there was. Rice with chicken in it, rice with pork in it. They always had a little bit of something to put in it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But rice was about it.
We just going out and get a flower or two, guys.
All right, and Lee was the boy.
Yeah. And someday, I look up them letters he used to send me. They're funny as hell when you read them.
Yeah.
Talks just about the way he talks, he writes the letters.
Yeah. You still understood him pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Phew. I look him up. Phew. And I'll show you that bill, too, that the plumber gave me, $785. About 6 hours one day, and about three of them working, and then about 3 or 4 hours the next day. That's what it cost me. He was to go to put in a shower, and he never done that. Amen. Whew. I'd like to build another room on that house, but I don't know how the hell I'd extend it anymore. I'd like to build a little place where you can get it out and sit down. Have it screened in.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I don't know whether to attach it onto the kitchen or what. Or come out on the side of the house somewhere. Phew. The worst of it is you can't do nothing now without getting a permit.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Chris, you want to put a roof on your house, now you got to go down and get a permit for it.
How about that?
Yeah, that ain't something. Charge you $5 for the permit and give you, then they come and inspect it. Jesus, that ain't something. I go stick the roof on that kitchen there, and I ain't going up and ask for no permit. Christ, an old shack like that have to get a permit to do anything with it. They don't bother you out here, do they?
No.
Do about what you want.
But it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
They'll get around to it, you see, pretty soon. The county's gonna be just as hard to get along with as the city.
Mm.
Dale and one or two others improve, they'll get going. They'll just all be one thing, you see. There won't be any difference.
Yeah. Phew. One thing they can't charge me any taxes on that check. Gonna meet there anyhow. Phew, it's a hell of a place, but no taxes or nothing.
Oh, I see. You've got a considerable exemption on it.
Yeah. The damn place ain't worth $5,000, and I have a $1,000 to $5,000 exemption, and I get the $5,000 for being 65. I could have a $10,000 house.
Well, that hurts them, don't you know? It does. They'll get it out of you one way or the other. They'll get it out of your electric bill.
Yeah, well, they're sure doing that now. I go put a hot wire on there someday.
Yeah, that's right.
I had one on. I had it fixed, you know, so I could reverse the meter. And when you reverse them, they run twice as fast backwards. You take the meter and just turn it around and push it back in. They caught Peggy on that. I got drunk one night and I didn't, this Joe the Indian busted my, I had one of them big searchlight things, the battery, and he busted that, so I had Peggy out there holding the candle and I gave that damn thing up. Full revolution, not knowing what I was doing, and stuck it back in again, and it was still upside down when the meter man came to read it the next morning. Man, he balled the hell out of Peggy. Phew, he found out that I had the little seal they put on it, I had it fixed so I could just clip it back together again. Yeah, I figured they owed me plenty anyhow, paying all the electric light bills I paid. They caught up with me on that one, so now I'm going to figure out how to run a hot wire in. Should be easy. Ew. I think on the ground that's in there, I can run another breaker box and take a lead off of one of the hot wires. There's two of them coming in. Just take a lead off of one, get that ground hooked up, and have a hole drilled through the attic part of the house, and attach that wire to that one hot leg with a breaker box. It ought to work all right. I'll beat them down little ways. I can't do it too much.
No.
Just drop it down $10 a month more.
Yeah. And if there's a sudden change, they'll notice it, won't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will. If it comes too sudden, I'll just go gradually. I'll leave it 1 month go by with just a little knocked off, and the next month a little more. Ew.
I'll tell you. First of the month,
I ain't any pleasure
anymore.
Jeez, they sure went up. I used to only pay $10, $11 a month for electricity. No,
you see, there's one thing you've come out ahead on.
Mm.
You don't have all this automobile expense.
No.
Oh, man, live. It gets you coming and going now.
Yeah.
With all the
gas
insurance.
Going.
Driver's tests and all like that. Ooh, boy, it's something. It is something.
The way my eyes are now, I wouldn't want to drive a car.
No, I don't either.
Mm.
I don't drive at night.
Yeah.
And I try to get in, you know, when the traffic's not so bad.
Yeah.
But in traffic, you just keep in mind and not do any stunts. You make it all right.
Ooh.
I always figure there's some of them just about as slow pokey as I am.
I get along fast enough on my old bicycle.
Well, now around town, you can go about anywhere you want to.
Mm.
But you don't want to lay out 20 miles, do you?
No. I never knew how far I was out here. I haven't been nowhere around here for years. Geez, I thought it was only about 12 miles.
You've been out, well, it's 12 miles, making over 12 miles from Gainesville.
It seemed to me like we rode about 20 miles.
You've been out in this country before?
Yeah, I've been all through Micanopy, down through Merriam County here years back.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well,
yeah, this morning we must have drove 20 miles, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just about.
You know, I forget, you said you know old Spear. Old
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened? His wife, I never see her outside the house. She's always stays at home.
Mm.
Not in good health, I guess. Did you ever know his wife?
I never even met her. I've been in his house once. Yeah, once I went there. Yeah, I never seen his wife.
I like her.
Mm.
She's a Jehovah Witness.
Oh, man. They're the worst nuts there is. They don't believe in doing this, doing that, or nothing.
And they always got to give you that little pamphlet.
Yeah.
I guess they're tired of that damn pamphlet.
You know, I ran them off from my place. They got after Peggy. She was really going to join them. I told them, you join them nuts, you go with them.
They
had her, they kept coming around the house. I told her, I don't care, Peggy, if they come here, but don't let them in the house. I said, you sit out there and listen to their bullshit. I don't want to be listening to it. Then I got a few pieces out of the paper and gave them to Peggy why I didn't want them around there. They don't believe in, if a kid's dying and needs blood, they don't believe in giving the child blood. They don't believe in none of that kind of stuff.
Oh, no. All this medical stuff is...
Yeah, that's out.
Out.
You just let the Lord do it. And you know, he can't do it by himself. Man, just let somebody die. I don't believe in that crap. I don't like doctors too much, but Jesus, some cases you got to have them.
You got to have them. I'd rather have them than the witness.
Yeah.
You know, they don't vote.
They don't vote. They ain't even citizens, for Christ's sake.
They don't even live here.
Where could they deport them to? Jehovah Land? Oh, man. That ain't something.
Oh, they don't like anything that goes on, but they don't vote.
They're about as useless as I could think of.
Now, you don't have any Jehovah's in your family.
If I did, I'd strangle them. They thought they was making Peggy one until she found out how I felt about it.
Uncle Luther, any of them, they
oh,
not
no,
Jehovah's.
None of them.
Well, that's one good thing you can say about you.
Uncle Luther ain't got time to get away from that jug of his to be a witness.
He brought that down from Georgia with him.
Yeah. He's a pip. He drove over there with one of his brothers one day and told me, he says, I was coming to get you to go fishing, but you was drunk. And I took a look at him, and him and his brothers have drunk already. I told him, well, I just thought I'd take turn about as I thought it was my turn, but you're drunk again today. I think I'll go out on another one. Both of them were drunk. He tells you, stay sober so you can go fishing.
He says what?
Stay sober so you can go fishing.
Yeah.
the jerky goes down the Prairie Creek there, and he stops off at Kate's before he ever gets started and has a few beers, and then get in the boat and go out in an hour or so, and let's go back and get a beer. Christ. You say dilly. I like to fish for about 4 hours, and 3 or 4 hours, and if they're not biting, get the hell out of there, because there ain't no use of fishing if the fish ain't biting that day.
That's giving them a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
Where does he like to go?
He always hits Newman's Lake. Phew, 1 year there, I was eating the fish out of there, and it tasted, when they were on the beds, the damn fish tasted muddy as hell. I don't know how they are now, but that 1 year got me with them. Phew. But what I should do is take my boat and put it down there so I can go fishing when I want to. Take and park it at Kate's camp there. I don't imagine she'd charge more than $3 or $4 a month. She wouldn't be in the way much. Then I could ride the bicycle and take my boat out. The worst it is, how the hell would I carry a battery and a motor along?
Yeah.
I couldn't leave that in the boat, so that idea is out. Leave a battery and motor in the boat, they'd steal it.
Don't they have a trailer they put on a bicycle?
I'd look funny pulling that John boat in the bicycle.
Well, I was thinking about the motor.
Huh? He says they do, but they cost a hell of a lot, I imagine. $600-$700.
I mean, just little bitty old trailers.
Yeah.
Little old one wheel thing outfit.
Damn if I know.
I don't know either. But you could rig up something.
Pull it with a bicycle?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I don't know. Be a tough job going up that slope to the Noonan's Lake.
Yeah.
There's a long uphill grade there.
Long uphill grade.
It'd be all right coming back, but it'd be hell going up.
One thing I found about a bicycle, nobody had to tell you when you was going uphill.
Yeah, that's right. Them 10 speeds go all right up a hill, but my old bike, sometimes I got to get off and walk that thing.
Yeah.
We.
Yes, those 10 speeds do that, but then those 10 speeds also get out of whack.
Mm.
And then it takes a fellow with a certain tools to get in there.
Yeah, that's right, too. I think I'll stick to the old bicycle.
I think so, yeah.
They're a little more sluggish, but they get you around.
Yeah. At least you're on wheels.
Yeah. No gas to worry about.
No. They are picking flowers.
They're having a ball.
Yeah, we can go out and pick flowers. Anything we want to do.
I better take a look at that table and see what the hell needs to be put on there to fix it.
Okay, we can take a look at that.
Yeah, take a look at it. I think I can get enough 2x to put the legs on anyhow. See what else is missing. I think we could do that much carpentry work.
Yeah, without
curtain. Yeah. Want
to take a look at it?
Yeah, might as well. Ooh. Oh, my legs.
I'll move up, but I'll move on.
My damn legs went to sleep. I'm sitting there so long. Ooh. Oh. Yep.
Tell me about your trailer again. You had that trailer out there.
Yeah.
And the city was getting after you.
Yeah. Told me I couldn't have two dwellers. I wasn't even moved in the house yet. I was trying to fix it up.
Living in a trailer and fixing up the house.
Yeah. That house, there was nothing inside but 2x4s. I cut two of them out of the middle of the room, in that middle room there, to make rooms. They were going to make two rooms in there. I made a one big room. They had damn two-bys running down the floors. I cut them all out and made that one big room, but you can see where the two-bys have been cut out.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, they was really getting after me.
And this fella come along.
Mm.
Who was that who come along?
I forget his name even. He worked for Ferber, the roofer.
Yeah.
And Harley Long worked for them too, and Harley was a friend of mine. He was telling me about this guy who wanted a trailer. So I told him, well, tell him to come over, maybe we can talk something out. I said, I'm going to get rid of this one. He says, well, let me know how much you want for it. I said, when he gets here, I'll talk to him. So he came and told me he was going to go to Arkansas. At first, he just wanted the under part of the trailer. He thought I'd take it and stick it on blocks or something. I guess he wanted the wheels and things. So I told him, why don't you just... I said, you're going to go to Arkansas. Do you think you can take that thing there? He said, I know I can. I said, I'll tell you what to do. You can have the whole damn thing. Just wheel it out.
If you can get to Arkansas, isn't
it? Yeah. I gave it all. It was an old Schultz. I don't know how the hell them tires held up.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it's been on the ground for about 6 years.
Yeah. How long had you had it?
I had it about... I must have had it about 10 years. I bought it off of a kid at the university.
Yeah. And you didn't have much of it.
I think I gave him $1,000 for it.
Oh my, that's a right good price. It must have been pretty good when you bought it.
Yeah, it was pretty good when I first got it.
Yeah.
Phew. But I don't know, I kind of got sick of it.
Well, now, let's see, when was that you let him have at it?
Oh, that was about... must have been about 8 years ago.
That's 60...
Yeah.
1866, middle 60s.
Yeah, somewhere around then.
And you were just building your shack then?
I wasn't building, it was there, but it was just nothing inside. 2x4s and sticking down and no plaster on it or nothing.
Oh, that's the shape it was in when you got it.
Yeah. You couldn't live in it when I first got it.
Yeah. So you had to go ahead.
I was just going to keep on living in that trailer. Then I said, oh, the hell, this trailer's going to start leaking soon and everything else. I'd better get the house fixed up.
Did the house have a roof?
Yeah, it had a roof on it, but there was nothing inside.
Nothing inside, just a shell.
And all that stuff I just stuck up there, but there was no rooms even spaced off in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the 2x4s. I got all that over the university dump that I put in there. Years back.
You know, at one time, you could, if you watch that dump, you could find all sorts of things.
You could get chairs, tables, everything.
Yes.
That's where I got some of them chairs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, the thing that I made me lost the most, I haven't had anything to haul in. You see, I quit hauling. Yeah. After this traffic got as thick as it is now, I don't want to get out there and haul.
Well, now they raise hell with you when you go up the dump to get anything.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. In the old days, you could go to the dump and pick things up. Now they, old man Lake there, Noel Lake, he has the dump watched. And if you're caught there, they fire you.
Oh, you mean the university dump?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know the university had a dump.
Ooh. They used to have. Now they haven't. Geez, they haven't now. They compress everything, don't they?
Oh, yes.
And,
yeah.
In them years, you used to be able to go down there and get anything you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, a dump for all them engineering buildings were built on it.
Oh, yes.
That's where the dump used an incinerator.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the back one was there. It was a dump.
See, it's a pleasant ride.
Yeah.
And it's paved all the way. Now, it used to be partly gravel, dirt or something.
No,
and you know how to go, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't, George knows. But it 20 miles is nothing on a good road with no traffic, you know.
No.
And you don't hit the traffic.
Take two left turns.
Now you can let George show you where Bill, the man with the refrigerators. Say, let me tell you, that was Rich this morning. Say,
Perry.
Bill Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know the jerk.
His friend Mayberry was. I said something about. He said something about Bill Perry, and I picked him up, you know.
Yeah.
And he says, "There's one thing you'd better do when you're buying from him. You better have him tell you
that he guarantees it.
That he guarantees it. Anything happens to it, he'll fix it. And you don't need it in writing or anything like that. Just need his word for it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Is that right?
Now, what did he mean, George, when I told him, well...
I want nobody to give him as a reference. I don't know why. It's just his nutty way.
Well, I didn't mean give him as a reference. I just tell him I knew some people in his neighborhood. And that beats, you know...
I guess Peggy knows him well.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, he lives right that close to you.
No, Peggy knows him and his wife somehow or other. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. I don't know myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I just met, you know, I know these fellas here in your neighborhood. That means I'm not from Palatka off at Cove Creek or Cove...
Springs or something,
you see. That's all I'm in by. Yeah.
But Dave's a character.
Dave, yeah. Well, I imagine he'd wear pretty well if you knew him a while.
Yeah.
That's the way he impressed me.
I've seen him, so sometimes he goes in some kind of a... He'll be sitting talking to you and his eyeballs turn up for in a funny way. Sometimes I used to say, I think Dave's half cracked.
Yeah.
When you get him in certain moods, he looks like he's half nuts.
I think they're ready to go.
I better get my gear together.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you whenever you show up.
Okay.
John went over around 1600 in the visit with George and Peggy Wilde this Sunday, Easter Sunday, the 14th of April, 74. Channel went over around 450, 1600 in the visit with George and Peggy Wilde this Sunday, Easter Sunday, the 14th of April, 74. Channel went over around 1600 in the visit with George and Peggy Wilde this Sunday, Easter Sunday, the 14th of April, 74.